Look for a high of 28. The wind from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 22 and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 32. Saturday night through Tuesday, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s and highs near 40. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the single digits to the low 20s. Most locations reported sunny skies. At Rockford, it was 2. O'Hare reported 10 degrees. At Bloomington, Normal 8. Mattoon, 10. Carbondale, 22. At South Bend, 5 degrees at the top of the hour, 8 in Lafayette. Terre Haute reported 13 degrees, and Indianapolis checked in with 11. Champaign's Willard Airport reported sunny skies at the top of the hour, 10 degrees, the dew point 1, the relative humidity 67%, the wind out of the south at 13 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of minus 5, the barometric pressure 30.20 and falling. And at 12:38 on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana, 14 degrees, the skies are sunny. It's 12:39. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have a feature on states and bankruptcy, and we'll have Garrison Keillor's A Writer's Almanac. But first, we want to remind you that as your local public radio station, we rely on listeners' contributions for about 40% of our operating revenue. So we would very much appreciate it if you would give us a call at 217-244-9455 or point your browser to willpledge.org and help us continue to bring you the afternoon magazine and all of the other programs you depend on. Our ultimate goal is to return a quality product for your investment. And we have a special incentive when you give us a call at 217-244-9455 right now. Heather Miller is with me in the studio. And Heather, tell us about that special incentive and tell us where we stand now. We're looking for, over this three-day mini drive, to hear from 300 supporters. So tell us about the incentive and then tell us where we stand in reaching that goal of 300 supporters.
Well, today, when you make a pledge to WILL for the news service that you enjoy, Common Ground Food Co-op is going to contribute the cost of 6 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that WILL receives. So just one more time, when you make a pledge to WILL, your money supports the news service. But Common Ground Food is going to contribute to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank on our behalf and yours when you step up. Now, Celeste told you we have a goal of 300 participants for this three-day mini drive. That's about 100 pledges today each day. Mm-hmm. And today, so far, we've heard from 73 callers. So that's almost our 100. You could be next with a pledge to willpledge.org, our online service. We've raised over $8,000 in support of public radio, your local public radio. We invite you to be next with your pledge.
And it's so easy to do, 244-9455, the number to call, or you can join us online at willpledge.org. Today is a busy, very busy news day. We've got protesters in Egypt forcing changes in their government, and we will be continuing to follow that story through the day and beyond today. All of the programs you hear are supported by contributions of listeners like you. So do give us a call, 217-244-9455. Do that now. Make your pledge right now. Let us get to here in the next couple of minutes. Let's get three-quarters of the way to that goal of 100 supporters today. If we would reach 75 here in the next couple of minutes, that would be terrific. You can make that happen. Help us make that happen with a call to 244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
Absolutely. It takes just a moment, and the gift that you make to WILL supports all of the news service, the stories. It's very exciting right now in news with the situation in Egypt, and WILL is committed to keeping you up to date on that as it happens, as well as news in our own local legislature with all the budget debate going on. You need to know what's happening, and WILL makes that happen for you. So we encourage you to support that now with your pledge call to 217-244-9455. You'll be doing your part to keep your source of balanced news and information coming to you each day.
And when you make a gift to WILL, our returning partner, Common Ground Food Co-op, will donate the cost of 6 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank to help feed the hungry. So you can feel really good about this because your pledge provides 2 great services to your community, this public radio station and the programs you hear. And it also helps us feed people who are in need. So do your part. Give us a call. 217-244-9455, the number to call, willpledge.org. And another nice thing about this, really, Heather, is that listeners decide. They're in the driver's seat in terms of what kind of donation they'd like to make. So $40 is terrific. Maybe if it's your first time, that's a great level to join.
Absolutely
at.
Is.
Maybe you can do more. Maybe you could say, I could do $1 a week.
I do it on payroll deduction, and frankly, that is so easy. Mm-hmm. WILL will mail you the card. You fill out the amount. If you never want to have to worry about a renewal notice again, there's a little box. My gift continues until I say stop. You just put a check mark there. It's done. That $10 a month, you don't even miss. You don't even see it. You don't think about it. But you know that this news service is supported by your efforts and everyone else in our community. So take a moment. Consider what is up-to-date news, what is current discussion and dialogue on daily events worth to you, and then give us a call, 217-244-9455.
And we want to say thank you to those 73 people who have joined us so far in this mini drive. And now, as promised, back to the news. States, including Illinois and California, are facing big deficits and debt. There have been calls to allow states to declare bankruptcy. Should states have bankruptcy protection? Morning Edition host Renee Montaigne talked with Jim Spiotto, a bankruptcy specialist in Chicago, about the pros and cons of bankruptcy protection and what congressional action would be needed to make state bankruptcy possible.
Yesterday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers held a hearing on whether troubled states can declare bankruptcy. Right now, only some cities and counties are allowed to do that. Some powerful political voices, including Newt Gingrich, have called on Congress to offer states the same bankruptcy protection, since so many face crushing debt burdens. We spoke to bankruptcy specialist Jim Spiotto about this. He's a partner at the law firm Chapman & Cutler, and he joined us from Chicago. Why don't we just start with why don't states have the option for bankruptcy protection?
States don't have it because, one, they haven't perceived a need for it. States need access to the capital markets in order to fund the infrastructure improvements and the public services that they want to provide to their citizen. And if they don't have that market access, the ability to raise funds, then they won't be able to make that decision. And it may have to be made by somebody else, such as the central government, the federal government.
So that would seem to be one negative when one even discusses the idea of bankruptcy protection for states. But let's get to what those who are proponents consider the positives. What would be good about bankruptcy protection for states?
Well, people look at the states in the current economic downturn and economic contraction and say, isn't there some of those obligations that are just too supersized or too large an obligation, and it prevents you from doing what you should be doing as a governmental body, and they need to be adjusted?
And among those are pensions, which some states are reeling under their pension obligations, things they promised in better times and didn't realize they wouldn't maybe be able to deliver.
Right.
Because if a state could go into bankruptcy protection, that says to its creditors, maybe you should make a deal.
Correct. The fear that the bankruptcy process may net them far less may cause people earlier to decide to compromise and resolve the issue without having to go through that stress and strain. And the question is bankruptcy the right type of approach and vehicle? Because bankruptcy affects all of your relationships, including those creditor relationships that work and you desire to continue, as well as the one or two or three that are your problem. And rather than tipping over all of the relationships and having to deal with all of your creditors, is there a better vehicle to basically deal with those distinct issues and problems you have with the few as opposed to the many?
What, in your opinion, would be a better alternative to bankruptcy protection, which at the moment doesn't exist anyway, but what would be a better alternative?
A better alternative may be a commission or a special court, such as a pension funding authority. And it's that debate about what is sustainable and affordable that needs to be determined. And you need to set up some mechanism with experienced, qualified, independent, objective deciders that will answer that question. Once you answer that question, then you know whether or not the state can make those payments or whether the state may have to adjust them and how much they may need to be adjusted.
Bankruptcy attorney Jim Spiotto, he's a partner at the law firm Chapman & Cutler. Thank you very much for joining us.
Our pleasure.
And Jim Spiotto talked with Morning Edition host Renee Montaigne this morning.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, February the 10th, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary McGarry Morris, born in Meriden, Connecticut, 1943, author of Songs in Ordinary Time, the playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Germany, 1898. Bertolt Brecht, a Marxist who regarded his plays as social experiments, did not want the audience to become emotionally involved with the story, rather to acknowledge the stage as a stage and the actors as actors and not as real people. With Hitler's rise to power in 1933, Brecht left Germany, moved to Denmark, then Sweden, Finland, journeyed across Russia, settled in Hollywood in 1941, as in Germany his books were burned and his